From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. U.S. Senate considers controversial surveillance bill. The U.S. Senate, in an unusual Sunday session, is debating whether to extend its authorization of the country's vast national security surveillance operation or let it lapse at midnight 2 hours from now as the current law expires. Central Intelligence Agency Director John Brennan, in an appearance on CBS's Face the Nation, urged the Senate to approve new authorization. The measure would continue to give the clandestine National Security Agency access to the records of millions of phone calls made by Americans and suspected terrorists to possibly help in preventing attacks on the U.S. The State Department says several Americans are being held by the Shiite Houthi insurgents in Yemen, who ousted the American-backed government and are continuing their fight for control of the country. The Washington Post newspaper reported 4 U.S. nationals are believed to be held at a prison near the Yemeni capital. The newspaper said none of those held is a U.S. government worker. 3 are believed to have been working for private sector companies, while the 4th, whose occupation is unknown, holds dual U.S.-Yemeni citizenship. East African community leaders say Burundi elections should be delayed at least 6 weeks. Following an emergency regional summit in Tanzania Sunday, they also called on all parties to stop violence, disarm youth groups, and to create conditions for the return of refugees who have fled political unrest. President Pierre Nkurunziza did not attend the meeting. Burundi's foreign minister represented the country along with leaders and ministers from Kenya, Rwanda, Tanzania, and Uganda. South African President Jacob Zuma also joined the talks. Mr. Nkurunziza's decision to run for re-election has sparked weeks of protests in which more than 20 people have died. This is VOA News. 5 people were killed near the Libyan city of Misrata on Sunday in a suicide car bombing claimed by Islamic State militants. The explosion occurred at a security checkpoint west of the city. An Egyptian appeals court Sunday sentenced well-known lawyer and human rights activist Mahinur El-Masri and 2 others to 15 months in prison on charges of attacking a police station. El-Masri went to an Alexandria police station in 2013 to check on a fellow lawyer who'd been arrested. Officers accused her and co-defendants of trying to storm the building and attack officers. Supporters outside the Alexandria courtroom Sunday denounced the verdict as political. Bo Biden, the 46-year-old former Delaware State Attorney General, died Saturday of brain cancer. He's the oldest son of Vice President Joe Biden. Bo Biden, who'd served in the military in Iraq, had been receiving treatment for cancer at Walter Reed Army Medical Center. Mitch McConnell is the majority leader of the Senate, where Vice President Biden was the presiding officer.
Bo Biden was known to many as a dedicated public servant, a loving father of 2, and a devoted partner to the woman he loved, Haley.
Bo Biden is survived by his wife and 2 children. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will remain in a Geneva, Switzerland hospital overnight after breaking his leg in a bicycle accident Sunday. He's expected to make a full recovery and planning to fly back to the United States Monday. Secretary Kerry was in Switzerland for talks with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif and reaching a nuclear deal before the June 30th deadline. The International Monetary Fund has lowered its growth forecast for Ukraine's economy to -9%. The negative growth projection, down from a 5% estimate in April, was announced Sunday in Kiev, along with estimates of 46% inflation this year. Sunday was World No Tobacco Day, an occasion for smokers to think about their habit and to give it up, even for 24 hours. VOA's Carol Pearson has details.
It's no secret that any type of tobacco use is not healthy. But for most people, it's hard to quit. That's because most of them started the habit as teenagers and because tobacco contains nicotine.
Nicotine is a highly addictive, very powerful drug.
Dr. Kimberly Horn says teens are likely to use more than one form of tobacco. The U.S. government and private organizations have been running anti-smoking campaigns since 1964. A study from the Yale School of Public Health found that those who quit during this time period had a 30% improvement in life expectancy. Carol Pearson, Washington.
And I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.